Jesus loved laughter. Jesus loved laughter. So often we think of Jesus as being sort of deep thoughted and always into serious things and into serious attitudes. But Jesus loved laughter. And he taught that to everyone who was in his world. Now think about it. Every time you think about anything, you think about it in a happy way. You think about everything you do in a happy way, and you think about all the people in your world in a happy way, and you are a happy person. Happiness is truly our purest, most wonderful nature. And because happiness is our wonderful nature, happiness is something that we all tend to love and enjoy and want to experience as much as possible. But how do we go about experiencing happiness? Well, when the creation of the world was done, it was said that the Creator said, "All is good and very good." The Creator created everything to be good and beautiful and wonderful. And so the people in the world are beautiful, good, and wonderful. And so the activities of the people in the world are beautiful, good, and wonderful. Everything we do is beautiful, good, and wonderful. Everything we think is beautiful, good, and wonderful. Now, why is that so? Why is it that everything we do and we think is beautiful, good, and wonderful? Why is it that all things in life are beautiful, good, and wonderful? Now, we sometimes may think that that's not true. We sometimes may think that all things are not beautiful, good, and wonderful because they are unhappy, because they are tragedies, because they are harmful, because they are not good. But no matter what we do, if we will look at all things in our life, we will find that they are indeed good and beautiful and wonderful. We can look at the most difficult circumstance, and we can find that we have broken a leg. And we say, that's what's good and beautiful and wonderful about breaking a leg. Well, we can change our attitude, and we can say, I'm whole and perfect. Now, if we dwell upon the idea that I have a broken leg, if we dwell on the idea that things are not going well, if we dwell on the idea that things are not happy things in our life, if we dwell on the things that we say to ourselves, this is not a good world, this is not a beautiful world, this is not a peaceful world, if we dwell on those things, what happens to us? When we dwell on those things, those are what we experience. Whatever we dwell upon, that is what we experience. And we experience it not only once, but we experience it again and again and again. Accident prone is what we like to say some people are. They're accident prone. Now, what does it mean to be accident prone? Just what does it mean when we say that a person is accident prone? Well, they are thinking about accidents. They are thinking about unhappiness. They are thinking about things that are making them unhappy and making them displeased with life. Now, can you do that? Can you experience things that make you displeased with life? Sure, because wherever you have your concentration, that's where you have your experience. Wherever you have your attitudes, that's where you have your experiences. Now, is that what you really want? Is that what you want to have? To have your experiences on those unhappy things? Well, you can have them if you want it. You can have them if you want it, and you will have them if you want it, because when you have them, what you're doing is you're bringing into your consciousness those experiences that are making you unhappy. Now, do you want to do that? Do you want to bring into your consciousness things that make you unhappy? Do you want to bring into your consciousness things that are causing you to be unhappy with yourself and with your life? As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Whatever things we're thinking about, whatever attitudes we're thinking about, that we're bringing into our life. Now, The older you get, you say, I'm younger and younger every day. I'm vital, dynamic, alive, I'm 25. And you keep talking like that, you keep thinking like that, and you act like that. And instead of getting up in the morning with a crick in your back, you get up with the morning with a spring in your step and a spring in your attitude. Whenever you have attitudes in your mind, and there you have the word. Attitudes are what make our life beautiful and good, or what make our life kind of sad. And it's up to us whether we want to have our attitudes be good or bad, whether we want our attitudes to be happy or sad. It's just a matter of what we want, what we choose, what we delight in our world. Nothing else makes any difference at all. Yes, we always find the good in life. We always find the joy in life. We always find the beauty in life. People took the words of the great thinkers and they twist them around to to meet their own false ends. And the young men who were being trained by Socrates, they were being trained by him to think. He said, now, what would you think if this were your family? What would you think if this were the case in your world? How would you act? What would your attitude be? And right away, they go home and they say, Socrates told us to think this way. Socrates told us to do this and that and to do that. And, you know, we all do that. Instead of taking the concept that we are being taught, taking the concept that we're being trained in to think, to have the attitude that's going to show us the right direction in our life. That's what life's all about. What is your attitude? What is my attitude? How do I think about life? What do I want life to be? You can always tell what our attitude is because that's the experiences we're having. If you go around the world enjoying life, no one can ever pick on you. If you go around the world seeing good in others, others will see good in you. If you go around the world delighting in everything that is, knowing that all that was created is good and very good, then that's what you will experience. That's exactly what you will experience, no more, no less. We have the right to know who and what we are. We have the right to be who and what we are. We have the right to experience who and what is in our world. It's up to us. It's nobody else. It's just up to us. Now, what do you want to experience in your world? What do I want to experience in my world? Well, then my every thought is based upon what I want to experience in my world. I want to experience joy. So I'm always thinking about joy. I'm always thinking about happiness. I'm always thinking about peace. I'm always thinking about right action. I'm always thinking about love. I want to experience abundance in my life. So I'm always living in the attitude of abundance. I'm always living in the attitude of having everything that delights me, that fulfills me, that makes me feel just wonderful. And because I do that, I have it. I have it, and it's mine. And it's always mine. And that's the way your life will always be too. So where is it that your thought is? What is it that you're thinking about? What is it that makes your life wonderful? I use my thought well. I use my thoughts well. I don't take the thoughts other people give me and then say that they're not mine. Because if I use any thought, my own or anybody else's, I am the one who is responsible for them. I am the one who is taking my course in life from what my thoughts are. And my thoughts are always beautiful. My thoughts are always good. My thoughts are always wonderful because that's all that matters. Today I establish a new category for myself. My attitude and my thought are one. My attitude and my thought are beautiful. My attitude and my thought are fantastic. And that's all that matters. Because truly, that's who and what I am. Yes, and my attitude toward me is that I love me, I love me, I love me. My attitude toward you is I love you, I love you, I love you. My attitude toward the world is I love my world, I love my world. I love my world now and forever. Have a great, wonderful, loving day.